May 10th, 2022, public hearing on Local Law 4 of 2022 at 6:45, followed by our regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
I'm all set. Okay, we're going to get started here. I'd like to welcome everyone to a public hearing here in the town of Monroe in relation to Local Law 4 of 2022, which is a requested zoning amendment. And before we open up the public hearing for comments, I'd just like to ask the counselor to give a brief overview of what this local law would entail if adopted.
Thank you. This is a local law that is a zoning change. It's a zoning amendment, and what it does is it takes a couple of parcels owned by Ty Hall and takes them from being mixed use in two different zones and puts them all into one zone. The ultimate purpose of doing this is so that he can move forward with his PUD application, which is before the planning board of this state. In order to do that, he has to take the property out of the R1 district, and they have to be in the commercial district. So that is what the request for the zoning amendment is. The properties are split zoned, which is never a good thing in any locality. If you own a piece of property, you want it to be one zone, not two. These are split zoned. So this is something that is just to clean up that zoning. My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that after the public hearing tonight, the board is not going to vote on the law yet. One of the reasons for that is because the zoning amendment has to go to the county planning board. The county planning board has the right to look at it and identify if there are the county impacts and identify if they approve or not. The county planning board only meets once a month. And they don't meet until next Thursday. So we cannot actually make a determination on this until after the county planning board has given their information.
Thank you very much, Councillor. And just from an administrative standpoint, the property owner basically filed a request with the town board. The town board is required by law to hold a public hearing. And then after public input is received, we have the authority to either act on it or not act on the request. But, you know, having this public hearing because we are required to do so this evening. So a couple of housekeeping items. By resolution, if you wish to be heard, we'll have 5 minutes to address the town board. Please state your name and your address for the record so we can include it this evening. And with that, I'll open the public hearing and ask the clerk to read the public notice. The public hearing is now open.
Town of Monroe notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on May 10, 2022 at 6:45 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 4 of 2022. If adopted, Local Law No. 4 of 2022 would amend the official zoning map of the Town of Monroe by extending the C3 district to include the entirety of tax map parcels 49.60-1-39.2, 49.60-1-38, 49.60-1-37, 49.60-1-44.1, and 49.68-1-9. Written comments on Local Law No. 4 of 2022 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 4 of 2022 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. It was published on April 30th.
Thank you, Clerk McKay. And before we open up to the public, I just want to state for the record that I received email correspondence from Colin Runkle, which he asked to be included in the record. I believe you have a copy of that.
I do.
So that will be included in the record. We have several individuals that have requested to speak. I'll go in order of list. And the first individual is Jen Atchison.
Not ready yet.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
That's fine. And I think the next one is Stu Leonard.
That's me.
All right.
evening. My name is Stu Leonard. I live at 16789. I'm directly across the intersection from Jacoby. Okay, I've lived in that property since 2004. Made a number of improvements to that property. Really concerned about property values going down. When I bought that house, it was a residential zoning. I don't see any reason it should change with the understanding that we have a business park that's totally underutilized. I plowed in the winter at Halcyon down on Sussman Road, and the park was sitting there practically vacant. I think it'd be a good opportunity to bring business into the municipality, but to further erode the property values of being on Route 9, which is a challenge for everybody, I am opposed to allowing Jack Hall Plumbing to do that. Right now, I'm living with the eyesore of that flag and that light at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is a whole other issue, but live across the street from it, we'll see what we're talking about. We'd like to keep it as a residential area.
Okay,
thank you.
And the next individual is Ken Chester.
Hi, I'm Ken Chester. I live at 1662 Route 9. I've written some because it's easier than to try to pull it off the top of my head, so I apologize if I'm not speaking off the cuff. We are here tonight to respectfully request that the proposed zone change for Ty Hall project be denied. We, the neighbors, feel that this change would benefit the single owner and not the general welfare of the surrounding community. As you know, there are several requirements listed in the emergency zoning laws taken into consideration when it comes to a zoning change. One of the most important reasons listed over and over again is that the request will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A commercial zoning change would cause substantial negative impact to the character of our neighborhood and a detriment to the surrounding properties. The majority of structures are all single-family residences and should be strictly reinforced and preserved. Another reason for a town to consider a zoning change under New York State zoning law is unnecessary hardship. This land was purchased by the applicant with the full knowledge of zoning requirements for the area, and a hardship cannot be claimed. Any hardship claim here would be self-created, and New York State acknowledges this rule, and it is codified in the statutes. Landowner could easily build residential homes, which only currently allows for gain a reasonable return from selling the property for residential homes. Another consideration is traffic patterns. If this area is zoned commercial, that would allow for tractor trailer deliveries on a regular basis. The trucks would be blocking traffic to make the turn in and out of the property, which is also located right next to Merritt Road, which happens to be the entrance to our high school. The truth of the matter is that Monroe has plenty of areas to support this type of commercial development. The town has been struggling to find commercial occupants for the industrial park off of Blue River Road, and this would be an ideal location for this type of safe development. If a more visible area is required than the exit 17 commercial corridor would also be a suitable location. The current zoning laws are put in place to protect our homes from this type of development. What is the purpose of having zoning laws in place if they're only going to be changed? Most of us purchased our homes many, many years ago, and if this change is allowed, it will decrease the value of our homes, or make it very hard to sell if and when we are excited to do so. As our elected officials, we ask that you consider the many and not the individual. Thank you.
Mr. Chester, if you'd like, would you like to provide your comments to the clerk? And she can...
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you.
Do you have a copy of that
for
yourself?
I can print it. Yep,
is
I can
that
print
okay?
It anytime.
Thank you.
So that leaves us with the third person to sign up, So I know some individuals have come in after the original sign-up list was provided. Is there anybody in addition that would like to speak about here?
A lot of people could not be here tonight. There were two
No one else wishes to be heard. All right. Well, our regular town board meeting starts at 7, so we'll leave the public hearing open at least until then, in case somebody arrives late. And then we'll close the public hearing at that point. Okay. Okay, so before we wrap up the public hearing for this evening, I'll ask one more time if any individual wishes to be heard in relation to the proposed local law number 4 of 2022. Okay, so we're going to leave the public hearing open because we have not heard back from county planning. And as a result of that, anyone who wishes to provide written comment can do so until we close the public hearing, which has to take place at another board meeting. And that information, those comments will be included in the record for review by the town board before we take any action. So thank you very much for coming this evening, and we are done with the public hearing portion of the meeting. See you.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item 1 is the customary approval of minutes. We have 4 for the day of April 26, 2022. The first one is the public hearing of local law. I'm just going to accept the public hearing.
I don't think all have a problem.
What's that?
I don't think all have a problem.
No, I mean, but. Okay. All right. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the public hearing for local law number 2 of 2022, which is sewer ordinance, public hearing on local law number 3 of 2022, which is a zoning amendment, and then we had our end of month audit meeting followed by the regular town board meeting.
So,
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. With one absent. Then item 2 is 61 Hudson. Which, as everyone knows by now, is the old town hall. And we are about to cross the finish line after 364 days, I believe, trying to wrap this up.
Almost to the date.
Oh my gosh. So in order to complete the transaction for the sale of the property, we need to, by resolution, do a boundary line adjustment between 5961 Hudson Street and 57 Hudson Street, Town of Verona. I believe the clerk has a resolution.
I do. Shall I
read that?
Resolution Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject authorizing boundary line adjustment between 59 to 61 Hudson Street and 57 Hudson Street, Town of Moreau. Whereas the town is the owner of 59 to 61 Hudson Street, Southlands Falls, New York, tax map number 37.54-2-53. And whereas by resolution dated November 12, 2013, the town board declared the property as surplus property. And whereas by resolution dated May 11, 2021, the town board accepted the offer of Emily LLC to purchase the property. And whereas during the course of title review and other work associated with the sale of the property to Emily LLC, it was determined that there was an encroachment on the neighboring property of 57 Hudson Street, Town of Moreau, tax map number 37.54-2-54, which property is owned by Carmen Montanez. And whereas in order to clear title such that the town was able to convey marketable title of the property to Emily LLC, it is necessary for the town to execute a deed and survey identifying an adjustment between the two properties. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board of the town of Moreau, in regular session duly convened, does hereby authorize the supervisor to execute any and all documents necessary to effectuate clear and marketable title to 59 to 61 Hudson Street. And be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the attorney for the town to prepare any and all documents necessary to enable the town to convey marketable title to 59 to 61 Hudson Street.
Thank you very much for that. And this is the final step, I believe, Counselor?
Yeah, we will record it tomorrow.
Okay, so.
And then we'll record this tomorrow, and then you just have to do the closing of late, I think, in the next couple of days. And you're ready to go.
Second. Any discussion? I just want to thank Counselor and her firm, Gordon Malcolm, too, who was heavily involved in shepherding this through to final sale. This is a win for the taxpayers because that municipal property will now go back on the tax rolls with the new buyer. So, with that, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 3 is the Highway Department. And we have a couple of requests from the Highway Superintendent. The first one is to, I believe it's to open a PO in the amount of $25,000 with Main Care Energy. And is that gas?
Diesel, for
diesel fuel. And that account currently has a balance of $53,389.99. The account number is DB5142.460, and this would be on state contract number 69482. Something like that.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Second request is to do an open purchase order for blacktop Nova chip in the amount of $271,464. This would be on Saratoga County contract number 22-BWAC-3R. And I believe this is the amount we have budgeted for this purpose. It is. And this will be to take care of the necessary
I'll second that. Just have a question.
Any
discussion? Are we holding back $5,000 on purpose?
No, we took the $5,000. That's what I put in for doing like driveway aprons and stuff like that. So we already approved that vessel.
Sounds good.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That was all you had, right?
Well, correct.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Number 4, I have the annual stormwater report on there. If you recall, the last board meeting, made the public aware that we had it available for review and public comment. It was listed on our website. And now the public comment period has transpired. And we received no public comments, so I signed that today, and we're all set for the year on that. Agenda item 5 is the Water and Sewer Department.
Good
The first item I have, and I'm going to refer it to the Water Committee for a recommendation. We have a business on Route 9 that has an extensive number of EDUs. The water line was run years ago to the site. No meter was ever hooked up, and our water sewer superintendent is looking for a direction on whether there should be a they have to pay the buy-in at this point in time or not. I'll be happy to share my thoughts with that, but I'd like the committee to come up with a recommendation at the next board meeting so that we can pass that on to the water superintendent.
Who's the address?
Or
the water superintendent?
Yeah, he has the details on it. And also, equally as important, we have taken into consideration comments at our last public hearing in relation to the sewer ordinance. We've also had feedback from the City of Glens Falls in relation to our facilities agreement, and so we made some minor changes to that ordinance. And we need to establish a public hearing for that.
Right. And the reason that we have to do another public hearing is because the language of the law went into what's known as substantive changes, and because of that, it wasn't just a change of the law or A, it was substantive changes. You have to renotice it and have it as a new law. So what you're doing is having Local Law 5. So listening to the folks and listening to the city, there are some changes, definitional changes, notice changes, enforcement changes that are incorporated now into the current law that will be on the website tomorrow.
Yeah, we had language in there that was very general in relation to penalties. We needed to make sure that those numbers match what our facilities agreement had. So now we can have those changes in there. So my recommendation would be to establish a public hearing date for our next board meeting, which is the 24th of May. We do have a lot of meetings at 6:45, so maybe 6:15, if that works for everybody. Do a 30-minute public hearing on that. And that'll put us in line to, as we committed to doing, lifting our moratorium in another area by before sunset. So that's all coming together.
Good.
Also, 6:15? 6:15. So if somebody wants to move that.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. We're all set for the date and time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else under stormwater. Did you have anything? I want to report on it. I think it was the last board meeting, I asked the Water Committee to review some accounts that incurred late fee penalties, and I believe the Water Committee now has a recommendation on how to address that.
Thank you. Yeah, the Water Committee is engaged, spoke with the clerk, and some discussion with council to make sure there was something to be had in that. But yeah, there's a very short story. There's 10 residents, or 10 properties. 9 or 10 properties on a list that they provided by the clerk that we didn't have valid addresses when we sent off the new bills that aligned with the changes we made. So these were a little bit out of the ordinary. It's not where a property owner would know they were going to get a bill. This was the very first bill they ever got based on the changes we made to the fee schedules. So they wouldn't get looking for it because they had that address that they hadn't gotten their bill. And so they're responsible for the bill, no question, but there is a question around whether or not they should really be subjected to the penalties. The penalties are rather small in nature, most of them $2.80 each. But there is a list of properties provided properties by a calendar, if that's okay for reference. So the resolution would be to authorize the clerk to remove penalty on account 70208 in the amount of $2.80, 70123 in the amount of $2.80, if paid by 513.22, 70124 in the amount of $2.80, also if paid by 513.22, 70125, $2.80, if paid by 513.22, 70126, $112 even, 70127 at $2.80, 70350 at $2.80, 70064 at $2.80, and 70013 at $5.60, paid by 6122.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to thank the Water Committee for taking on that task and handling it in a timely fashion. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Now, number six is insurance renewal. I think the board members have received a proposal from David Meager, who's our account executive for the insurer. This is for our umbrella policy. And we had budgeted for 2022 an amount that was provided to us by AmSure of $99,500 for potential increases in our coverage. And so reading through the information provided by the account executive, I just want to point out over last year that our premium increase was only 3%, and considering that 9-year increase the limits on all buildings and contents by 3%, and the industry-wide increase on insurance claim payments due to inflation and supply chain issues are taken into consideration. It's not a huge increase, at least for this year, so I'm very pleased with that. The downside is what the proposal is, our cyber standalone product is not a very good one offered through AmSure. So they shop it independently, and they do have a quote from CFC, Underwriting Limited, and that amount is a total premium of $3,778.19. And that's for $1 million in coverage with a $5,000 deductible. The 9-year policy premium is $1,292.50. And AmSure would be willing to prorate that if we were to take up combined with a separate cybersecurity policy. The problem is CFC will not do it if we don't have multi-factor identification for off-site use of our computers. We do have four individuals have access to be able to do that. My recommendation is to rescind at this time the ability for them to work remotely. That doesn't require policy because it was just an administrative decision in my end during COVID. So that issue goes away, and then we can look into having the necessary multi-factor authentication as we move through the process. We want to bring that ability back on for those employees, and you know, that way we can just say go to a separate policy with CFC for cybersecurity and go with AmSure again for another year, and it'll still be less than what we budgeted for in 2022. So I don't know what the board's thoughts are on that. So if you have any questions, I would be happy to try and answer them.
For ground, that sounds like it makes sense. and they're affecting four people, and we can bring back down later if needed.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the cost incurred in establishing that ability for those employees, and maybe the technology committee can work with Jeffrey if you want to quote on that. But I do think it's vitally critical that we have this type of policy, because almost half of the ransomware attacks in 2020 were directed at municipalities. Actually, Tom Morrow was one of them. Fortunately, we had somebody well north of this morning that saved the town on that. So appreciate all the work that was done by the council member that have been passed. So, any other comments on that?
Just one other question. Was the four employees that have access off site, was that just the purpose of COVID? Or was it prior to that?
It was those that were deemed essential that needed to, like, do payroll.
So, from the session job, they were not even using it anymore? Potentially, they might have
used it anymore. No,
no,
no. Okay.
Not all in favor. We have motions. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
You looked like they didn't.
I
don't remember a motion and a second on that.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I'm going to vote it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I thought we had a discussion. Motion passes unanimously.
Agenda item 7, continuing on our theme of being able to bring home money for the residents of the town of Moreau for good things. The town was successful in receiving a grant of $250,000 for our Big Bend Trail. And we've also received 2 years in a row now, I think they were $10,000 grants from Saratoga County as well. So now we're in the early stages of putting that money to good use. And I know that council member Ben Tassel met with our consultant on that and probably has an update on what the next step is.
I'll share that. I've spoken with my colleague on the director of the company, Stewart. I'll share with the board. So we did have a conversation with the consultants that are helping us, and the process is now in full motion. They have authorized the supervisor to enter an agreement with them to help move through the first two phases, and the council has gotten back an agreement that's then been executed. So we're now moving forward with what will be probably a 12 to 18 month process to get us through all the logistics of completing the preliminary design phase and then the final design phase. The town does have a couple things it has to take action on, or at least have a discussion and then sooner or later take action. Outside the scope, as we know from the original proposal, the survey was not included, so the town needs to hire a surveyor for the topography and boundary. We should probably have a discussion on that. And then the only other decision we should probably make early on, or at some point in time, is whether or not to engage the services of someone else to be the grant administrator. Due to the nature of this grant and the extensive paperwork that they're provided by New York State Parks, and the NEPA review process, and the right of way clearance, there's a lot of things that probably go beyond these efforts of the staff and office. So we should talk about those two things in my opinion.
As far as to get RFPs, we need a resolution on that.
No, these are
professional services. Alright, so
it may be that the LA group could do the grant administration process.
Yeah, so my recommendation to grant that discussion is that would be a good choice. We've done that before. So the people that were deeply involved in the process and helping us through the process are probably in the best position to do that. They absolutely willing to give us a proposal for that. That would be my recommendation to go on back to that property, yeah.
So would they also be willing to track down a couple of proposals for survey as part of that?
They could be. They were anxious to be considered on the list of people we asked to do the survey, and they...
They can do it themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is some value in that, meaning that they helped write the entire thing and have taken us through several different pieces, as you mentioned, three different grants that have been involved, and helping to direct things to the taxpayers. So, you know, they'd be happy to ask them to provide proposals for both of those things.
All right.
They're already named professional service organization. So if everybody's comfortable with that, we can do that.
All right. If you want to reach out,
I'll do it before we're done.
We can take it up for approval of the first one.
All right. Perfect. Excellent.
Anything else on that?
Not on that topic, no. Just, as you mentioned earlier, it's a great opportunity for us to bring a lot of value to the residents and the ongoing expansion of our
effort. All right. Which segues nicely in the agenda item 8, which is the recreation department. And we do have some requests for the right leader. The first couple, well, the first one's in relation to our 2000 F-550 dump truck and plow. Looking for that to be deemed surplus equipment and authorization to place them for sale at auction. I think the board has had a copy of the picture and all. I think everybody's intimately involved with what it looks like and the issues it has. And so, anybody have any thoughts on that? Comments? I believe we need a resolution to declare it surplus.
From the Rec Committee, I spoke with Councilman Dassel, just sits there, so I got that pushed down the road. He hasn't put the other UTV on the auction site that we approved last board meeting, so we just put this one on.
Good. Okay, so so you want to move that?
Any motion clear as surplus?
Yeah.
Was that a motion on the table earlier?
Okay, so I'll make a motion to deem the 2000 F-550 dump truck surplus along with the plow that's attached.
So,
any discussion? Good.
Yes.
Second.
I think we had a couple.
Did you get the vote on that?
I did.
All right. The second item on that email dated May 6th is looking for conceptual approval for the Rec Department of Southwest Falls Youth Softball to work with Louisville Slugger. The plan for the replacement of the old batting cage at the quad. I think this picture is also included in those. This would benefit the town, school, and all teams that use the quad, possibly create revenue for the town, and best of all, not cost the town anything to construct. So I don't think we need a resolution on that.
So everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good.
Let's see. Is there anything else for that?
I can bring up a couple things now, or what the bigger one is.
No, I'm doing it
now. So I did a walk around with Pete last week about some concerns with our backstops in the baseball rec field. Is some goals coming in from without ASCO. So what happened by now. Just some concerns that need to be addressed. Having walked it around and speaking with Councilman Tassel, I think, and I don't mind taking this as a lead, I think it's something maybe the board should look into over a project term, replacing some of those gauges, some of them date back to the 60s, 70s. We have some beautiful softball fields, we have a lot of development coming into the town. Right now, where's the money that's designed to go towards the rec? I guess I was just kind of looking to see where everybody stands on it. Something we're interested in looking into prior to me
So you're referring to the dugouts in addition to the backs?
So most importantly, I'm looking right now at the backstops, so the dugouts would be part of that. I don't think jumping in and taking out all four fields at once is a smart thing, but I think we realistically could look at one field per year and over maybe a 4 or 5 year progress of let's improve our fields. There's thousands of kids there every single weekend throughout the week. It's used. We have money in accounts where it's designed for that. And it's going to continue to grow with development. I guess it's more just looking at what our the board's feel on that is. I spoke to Councilman that has a pretty good length on it. I think it's a good project to look into.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And along those lines, you touched on something which I would love to see happen. I'd like to see capital plan for our rec, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, so that as we put our budgets together within the means that we have, you know, we're making improvements. It's just not preparing stuff down there. So, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think the one idea that Captain Stewart mentioned, that he brought up earlier. So, we do life cycle management on lots of stuff. We tend to ignore some of the infrastructure we put in place. Move forward on it.
Okay.
Good. Do you want to bring up BOCES?
If we're now or stay on it. So BOCES, as you know, is anxious to do work. We reap the benefits as well as they do by affording them areas to have their students in training, and we get, you know, labor performance in part. The challenge is we thought we were going to have the Big Bend Trail out in front of us, but we're never going to clear the hurdles that we need to clear. So we need to find other work to recommend them that we do. There's some thoughts that were bounced around. We need to talk about the other entry in there at some point in time, another path of egress. And then there's a consideration for potentially maybe doing some more trail work. I believe there are a couple other considerations.
Just speaking with the rec leader, I guess our biggest hurdle right now is green space. I was unaware, Councilman Pest, about the field clearing to the north of the bowl that's already cleared. The trees are removed. Maybe we can look at it, getting something done with that space that's already been cleared. It's, I want to say, overlanding three different sports on just on the one field, which is just creating some issues. And we do have this work to consider.
Yeah, there's no question. It's down the quotation of grazing. Those fields aren't getting the chance to bounce back. You know, we have a phenomenal pile of compost down there.
Weird that you know that. We were talking about what we get. We spend money, pay money to get or to haul out stuff at transfer station. We should find a way to maybe turn that. That's another discussion for a longer time for another day.
Yeah, so, you know, that couple, you know, mixing the sand along soils down there, I think we could easily make those expansions for very little money. I'm sure the highway superintendent do all the work with us, he's not paying any money.
Yeah,
we have fuel money.
So what's the work on that?
The purpose of bringing it up tonight was to ask fellow board members to give the rec committee some additional ideas either now or in the very near future, because we need to go meet with walk the park, meet with the rec director, get back to BOCES. So you know, we got a short list of short term possible quick stuff we can do. That's what we really need to know about, and we have some long term strategy to share some thoughts already. So whether it be trails or cutting the new road or doing, but we need to find some work for them.
All right. The you know, I'll be happy to Yeah, I know we're, you know, we're under the gun because the students will only be here for the rest of May.
Yes.
And then school wraps up in June.
And that's kind of where his idea, he talked about the same idea with the small, maybe I could quickly get with the highway superintendent here in the near future. I think that is a very quick to put the problems kind of an idea to get something here. And have that be able to do something.
If not, at least it'll be closed, probably, but knowing that we will not have Big Ben available for even fall semester, getting into the plan for both kids to know what they're walking into.
Yeah, but they're anxious and willing and pretty aggressive on this track.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we keep that relationship good with them for all of it.
Anything else for the record?
If not, that takes us to item 9 on the agenda, which is next plan. And I'm going to ask the counselor just to bring us up to speed on where we are this evening and leave with the action.
That's true. I believe Mike Gutierrez and Lisa Smith have
I respond to anything in general family. Are both here on behalf of NextAmp. This is the project that is going through site plan approval of the planning board, and there's been a lot of moving parts to it. Some of the things that the town board has to do is review the decommissioning plan and approve it, go through at some point a pilot and discuss the pilot agreement and host benefits agreement. That doesn't need to be done right now, although I think they would rather know sooner rather than later how much that would be. And then ultimately deal with the paper road that they have worked with the highway superintendent and the planning board, and they are going to actually, when they use the paper road, they're going to open the road up for the town for use for future development and make it to specs, to town specs. We've requested that they do that, and they applied. It was wonderful. So what you have before you tonight is a resolution with respect to the decommissioning plan. The decommissioning plan is exactly what it sounds like when you have all of these larger solar facilities. What happens at the end? And this is what happens at the end. And there was originally a decommissioning bond, which is for a certain amount of money that will. The town will have a bond fill-up insurance that the town will be able to lob onto if necessary at the end of the day. Hopefully that's not going to happen. And the town engineer reviewed it and was fine with that. I reviewed it for form and was fine with that. It is on the planning board agenda for Monday, which is for perhaps approval. I'm not sure if you're at first place.
We will be sitting on the vote, yes.
So this is very timely. So what I worked with both Mike and Liza, and we felt it important to have a paper trail and have the board actually have a resolution accepting the decommissioning plan to present to the planning board, so the planning board has all the boxes checked. So that's what you have before you.
And the decommissioning plan is in accordance with the local law as part of
the one that hasn't been. No, the decommissioning plan is in accordance. It's basically in accordance with the model.
Use the same language.
Yes.
And in general terms, because I've been asked this and I don't have an answer, how is the town protected with the decommissioning bond if the company were to no longer exist or be renamed to another company?
That's the whole point of the bond.
So
the bond will outlive their name. So in the event they go away, or if the company no longer exists and you can't find them, we go to the bond company and say, okay, we need you to come and remove all of this and decommission the entire project.
Any other questions?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so I believe the clerk has a resolution.
Which resolution is to get them to planning on Monday? Is it a legal for that?
Yes, well, this accepts the decommissioning plan. The town board is required to accept the decommissioning plan and bond, and that's what this does. We could have just done a general motion vote, but we wanted to make it so it's formalized in an actual decision.
Sure. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject acceptance of decommissioning plan for Bakers Falls Solar LLC, Whereas Baker Falls Solar LLC is presently before the Town of Monroe Planning Board for site plan review of property located at 11 to 13 Electric Drive in the Town of Monroe. And whereas, as a requirement of site plan approval, Baker Falls Solar LLC is required to provide a decommissioning bond acceptable by the town as to cost and legal analysis. And whereas Baker Falls Solar LLC submitted a decommissioning bond to the town, which has been reviewed by the engineer for the town and the attorney for the town and found acceptable as to amount and form. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board of the Town of Monroe in regular session duly convened does hereby accept the decommissioning bond presented by Baker Falls Solar LLC.
If I could make one small change, and this is on me, we could say it's the bond and the plan. Wherever it says the bond, it's supposed to say and the plan.
Okay.
I just forgot which one.
Which one is that?
It would be anywhere in the second whereas, third whereas, and those all.
I'd make a motion to approve the resolution as read with the changes made by council.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm going to make sure you get a copy of that to present to the council.
That would be great. As far as the road construction. I know you mentioned an opinion letter.
That would be to you tomorrow.
Excellent. Okay, nothing that we got a photo.
No, that's not for everyone. They have an email for that.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for your consideration one time.
Thank you.
Appreciate your patience on it.
Yep. Quick process.
No problem. We're excited to get that up on the project. So it's the next step ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So, on to agenda item 10, the supervisor items. I want to make the board aware, in my role as chairman of the board at Saratoga County, I spoke at an event last week where the county unveiled its Roll With Us program geared at getting individuals interested sign up for as volunteer firefighters across the county. Very well attended, and I do have a request here from the Commissioner of Emergency Management Services to include basically the ban, electronic ban on any electronic signs we may have. So I did reach out to the President of the Fire Company and he did receive it as well, and I believe that they're going to put it on their electronic signage outside the firehouse. Next item is we had to make an emergency purchase in relation to our on-site backup server, which has now been installed. It was in the amount of $2,080. And this is going to be drawn out of account A 1620.401, which is Town Hall, I believe, and has a current balance of $34,227.41. And so the work has been performed. And I think I have
Order's been approved for the town in process. The work has to get
completed. Oh, okay. So,
there is a backup in place on that off site, so we still have the town still protected, but that's what we clear up the work again.
Excellent. Okay. So, this is basically to memorialize authorization of having that work start. If the board is okay with it. Which is the red one? So I'd be looking for a motion to authorize the expenditure of $3,441.28 for the purpose of replacing the town's on-site backup server. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstention? One abstention. Motion passes. Next issue that I'd like to discuss with the board, if you recall, a while back, the town authorized moving forward with employee handbook. There's been some back and forth between the insurance carrier council on that, and the bottom line is our payroll company, based on the requested changes from our insurance carrier, would have to add thousands of dollars to their proposal. I don't think their attorney is willing to go along with it. So what I would like to do is refer the back and forth to the personnel committee for recommendation. And I think you guys can move forward with this with some changes that council has recommended. Which I think will work for GCM. Next item I have is the supervisor items. The board has received a resignation letter from the court clerk, Jen Miller. She states, please accept this letter as notice of my resignation from my position as court clerk. Her last day of employment will be June 17, 2022. She indicates she has received an offer to serve as the chief court clerk for the town of Malta. And after careful consideration, she realized that this opportunity is too exciting for her to decline. And she says, it's been a pleasure working for the judges over the past 10 years. So we need a motion to accept the letter of resignation.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Any vote? And I do have, came in this afternoon, some paperwork. I have class, I haven't had a chance to review it. In relation to filling some vacancies in the court office, and I don't know if the board has met.
I spoke with Justice Hogan and leader for the clerk's position, the part-time clerk position, I applied from a perspective to sort of perspective, I didn't have a problem with the two recommendations.
I know that we had advertised on the town website, but I don't think we did any publication and actions for those positions. Is that a problem for us?
Put it on the website, right?
So, what's the board's pleasure?
Make a motion for it?
That leaves two requests. So one would be for a part-time clerk. So it would be for two part-time clerks.
Yeah. I think most authorizing the hiring of two part-time clerks in the amount of $15.80 the first one being Ricky Avenetti, and then second being Christine Brown. What the requirements there are for hiring a corporate person in the town board.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to abstain on that. Please, if you have a chance to get to the wrong one.
Does it need to say pending physical and background check, or is what he said enough?
Well, I know there's a couple other requirements beyond that.
So whatever the court requirements are, gotcha. Ready?
Everybody good?
Yep.
All right. We are out of executive session, and would like the record to reflect that no action was taken in executive session. And at this time, I believe it takes us to the privilege of the floor. Would any member of the public like to speak or be heard? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, everyone, and I appreciate you all coming.
Thank you.